I feel that people who actually rise up the ranks in a leadership role in a company or in their own company, they have to lighten up. And you are a really lighthearted person. I'm saying that. I mean, you always knew how to have fun. You still totally know how to have fun.
I know, as soon as we're done with this, everybody's waiting for me to get on the boat and go fishing. It's perfect fishing weather right now. What am I doing? Anyway, go on.
Thank you. Thank you. Any advice on accepting people as they are or about lightening up?
Yeah, don't take things so seriously. Honest to God, because you never know when something really serious is going to happen. And it's been no secret that over the past 2 years, I've had a tremendously difficult time with my health. 2 years ago, I had a surgery. You can look it up in People magazine if you want, right? That they honestly, I had two choices, I was told. This surgery was going to lead either to a life-ending surgery or definitely, best case scenario, a lifestyle altering surgery where they expected me to come out minimum a paraplegic and probably a quadriplegic. And so you never know. Now, obviously, that didn't happen. They're not exactly sure how, but that's besides the point. That again is grace in life, that everything happens for the best. But you never know when your life is going to change dramatically. And so you have to really be happy and have faith that everything happens for the best. And if you spend your time being heavy and being miserable and being whatever, when it's really not that bad, what are you going to be when you get news that's seriously bad? Seriously. So the one key thing, and I'll never forget this, Char, that started my big career, especially with Oprah, is that I was on the very first time the Oprah Winfrey Show. She had gone over time and they had a minute left. That was it to interview me. So, of course, I sit down with her, right? And her question to me was very simple: what is the key to life? Now, all leaders need to know the key to life. Because if they know the key to life, they could be maybe happy. They could be a great leader. But that was Oprah Winfrey's question to me.
Oh my
And
gosh.
I looked at her and I said, Oprah, when you can be as happy in your sadness as you are in your happiness, then you know the key to life. And she looked at me and she said, oh, we're going to have to do an hour show on you. And that was the start of 31-hour shows on the Oprah Winfrey Show.
Wow, Susie.
It wasn't this heavy duty, da 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 da, and this and that. It was, can you just be as happy in your sadness as you are in your happiness? And if you are heavy, if you are miserable, why would anybody want to be around you? Their own lives are heavy. They're trying to figure out what to do. They're trying to make the best out of a situation. And you're, as a leader, adding to their misery because you're heavy. Stop being a leader because at that point, you're following the wrong key to life. Be happy. Make this world a better place. This world doesn't need your negativity. This world doesn't need your heaviness. This world needs your lightness and your love. And you're really wanting to have the best happen for all, including yourself.
Thank you, Susie Orman.
Wishing you the best is always, my dear friend, Shar.
Appreciate this. I really do. And it's just such good advice for life.